HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we are in conversation with Sarvat Pawar, somebody who has been dealing with severe migraines since the age of 12. Headaches rendered Sarvat helpless on many occasions when migraine stalled her daily functionality and often made her feel dizzy and nauseous too. After visiting many doctors and following different prescriptions, Sarvat decided to take matters in her own hands and follow home remedies and a healthier diet. This is her story. Come, let's tune in.
Hello everyone, my name is Sarvat and I'm a 30-year-old age management professional who lives in Delhi. I'm here with you today to tell a story about a health issue which I faced at the tender age of 12. I had my first headache at the tender age of 12 and I was completely diagnosed with migraine when I was 16 years old. I would not say that I have fully recovered from migraine because migraine is something from which you can never be fully recovered. The episodes keeps on increasing, but one has to identify the catalysts and the precursors. That is what always the doctors say. So how I identified my catalysts and precursors and how I changed my lifestyle to fight with this disease and how I continue to fight with it, this is what I want to make you listen. Well, for someone who has been diagnosed with migraine at an early age of 16, it is very difficult to inculcate major lifestyle changes, I would say. And once you step out of school, you start your college life and therein you are careless. You want to have movie nights. You do not sleep properly. You hang out with friends. You do not have a routine. So it was very difficult to make any major lifestyle changes. But I identified three catalysts basically at that age. One was I had to keep myself hydrated. And the second was I used to sleep properly for complete 7 to 8 hours. I had to manage my assignments, my study patterns according to the migraine episodes. And the third was, I never kept myself hungry. So these were the three catalysts which were taken care of. The first headache I remember was when I was 12 years old. I came back from school and it was so severe that I slept for 12 hours straight. My parents kept a check on my headache, but the episodes didn't turn out to be frequent, so it didn't alarm them. But in 2004, I again had a similar headache with a nausea feeling this time. I never told anyone about this and kept on having Risperdal. But in 2007, while my mother, my sister and I were traveling to Saharanpur, I had this uneasiness. I had a strong throbbing pain in my right eye and I was sweating a lot and my stomach was turning upside down. And I was having this intense nausea feeling. We had to halt our journey and see the doctor. The doctor diagnosed that I'm a migraine patient. And I remember while he was discussing this episode with my mother, he also said that there has to be an incident which has triggered the episodes. So my mother told him that just 1 year back, her father has passed away. So he said, yes, she's in too much stress about this and you'll have to take care of the stress as well. Anguish really hits us hard when the doctor diagnosed in 2007 that I was a migraine patient and he said to my mom that stress has to be taken care of. I was always self-aware that I do not have to take the stress. Which comes to a point that I stopped thinking about my father. I used to think about how I lost him and how the last time I saw him. But I never thought about it anymore because I knew that this is only going to elevate my migraine episodes, and for my and my family's well-being I have to stay well. I stopped thinking about my father, and I think this was really really difficult. Whenever my father's memory used to cross my mind, I used to write something. I wrote a poem, I remember, My Anguish, My Dad, and then I explained him how I am managing the loss. And also there is one thing about migraine which I would want to point out. I think it's quite a paradox. The best part about migraine is that the patient knows they are not supposed to take stress. And I think overthinking is a disease. So eventually, which will lead to many further diseases, and when you have a migraine, you do not overthink because the patient knows if he thinks he will take stress and the stress will elevate the episodes, so he does not think anymore. This is, I think, very important to regulate. Before any catalyst, be it weather, be it hunger, be it water, be it exercise, be it anything, I think the stress button has to be regulated a lot. So what I did after I was diagnosed is that I regulated that stress button, and I still do regulate that stress button. I'm a fashion management professional who has a sales profile. There are times in my life when I have loads of stress, but I do not take that. And whenever I take that, the episodes increases. So I somehow have to manage myself and not take stress. I think this is quite a paradox about migraine. Initially, I was given a medicine called Vesogrin, but I didn't take it because people told me that it damages your nervous system if you take it at a longer duration. So I relied on Desprin, Combiflam and other painkillers, and the episodes were also less, so it was not too much of a trouble. But in 2015, when these medicines stopped working, so I went to my family doctor and I asked him that what can be done. He gave me a painkiller, which I took. But in 2018, winters, my episodes further elevated. I had to go and see a neurosurgeon, and he actually, after studying the entire migraine history, he prescribed me another medicine, but he told me that this medicine has to be only taken when the migraine is accompanied with nausea. So I take that medicine. So yeah, there were multiple doctors. There were 3-4 doctors which were involved. As episodes kept on increasing, I had to really see a neurosurgeon at a very later stage. So this was it. And along with this, you know, there are a few things which I do. While I was doing a short-term course of creative writing in British Council in 2018, I had a teacher. She was such a saving soul. She told me a few things which has to be taken care of while I discussed this with her. So one is lavender oil. I always keep lavender oil handy. And the second thing is, there is a calm music which I listen, which is available on YouTube. You can search. It's a migraine soothing music. So these are two things. And whenever any episode hits, I go to a dark room and I try to keep myself away from all the light. So these are 2-3 things which I also do whenever I have any pain starting. One day I was working on an important project. My office was in Gurgaon. By the time it was 12:30, my pain started. And I didn't have the medicine. I thought it'll be okay, it'll be fine. It won't intensify so much. I'll leave early. But by the time it was 3:30, the pain intensified so much that I had to ask my manager that I can't work now and I have to leave for home. He said, yeah, sure, you leave and you take care of yourself. I took the cab from Gurgaon to South Delhi. By the time we reached Palam Vihar, I had already vomited the entire flyover. But then by the time we reached Palam Vihar, I asked the driver to stop the car because I couldn't manage. I went out of the car and I vomited. The driver was so scared. He said that, how can I help you? Do you want to go to the doctor? I said, no, I don't want to go anywhere. You just let me vomit and I'll be fine after a while. So I think that was the moment when I really felt like giving up. Because if I may recall, it's not that the other moments were not intense, but this was quiet because I was alone and it was so embarrassing. I think I can really never thank Allah enough for amazing people in my life. My friends, my family, they're always there. But you know, if you have a super supportive colleagues at your workplace, it makes a huge difference. So, I mean, whenever I have these attacks, my colleagues used to finish work for me if it was urgent at all. Otherwise, my managers were super supportive. So this is a really a big thing for anyone who is fighting with migraine or with any other problem or with any other disease. And also my mother played a very important role, you know, in curbing all the situations. And at some point of time, I would really want to mention my sister. She played a major role in the lifestyle changes. She has been super supportive. And some of my friends, even who are not friends, they are family. And they have encouraged me a lot, you know, to change my lifestyle, to change my food habits. And they have really pushed me, you know, towards the path of lifestyle change, also proper nutrition and also exercise. I have really worked a lot on myself, because of which my migraine episodes have really decreased. If I want to mention, there isn't a recovery period in migraine, because every time you have an attack, you recover from it. But eventually I would want to say this, that whenever my episodes increase, like few times I had to go to the neurosurgeon, I had to really change my medications. That was a very crucial time because I still had to manage with my responsibilities, with my work, with my other things which I do parallel. So I think the recovery period is quite mentally challenging, rather than I would say physically, because once you have taken the medicine, you are all right after a while, but you do not know when it will be there. So it's basically, at one point of time, it haunts your mind that, oh my god, if I do this, I'll have migraine. Oh my god, if I do that, I'll have migraine. So you'll have to take care of all of those things, but you will have to, as I said initially also, you'll have to regulate that stress button. So, I mean, it has to function side by side. And also I would say, while I was exercising, and I do still now, there are a few things which are very challenging. I am not able to do cardio a lot, because if I do cardio a lot, I have this pulsating pain again. And if I exert myself, I will have migraine definitely. So these are the things which I can't do. There are a few exercises which I can't do. I can never practice headstand. That is something which I can never do in my life. These are my limitations. But, you know, whatever you have, you'll have to make the best of it. That is what is life all about. Even if there is a healthy person, there are a few things he can't pursue, maybe because of responsibilities, maybe because of his own interests. So if there is something which is stopping you, you'll have to make the most of your life through whatever you have. And for recovery period, I think every time I am over with the attack, I always feel that I want to live again. I cannot emphasize on one thing enough, which is posture. I'm still managing it. I'm still, you know, trying to be in my best posture possible. But posture is something from where all the pain starts. So if you're a migraine patient, you please take care of your posture always. I cannot stress on the fact enough that you will have to keep yourself away from all the gadgets, be it phone, be it laptop. But you know, currently our work mode and our current workstations do not allow us to be away from laptops or phones. So for that matter of fact, you'll have to exercise daily. This is one thing, and you'll have to stretch daily. So what I've started doing recently from 1.5 years is that I take care of myself a lot. I exercise 1.5 hours daily, and I keep myself away from laptop and phone. And the second thing is, I'm a reader. I love to read books. So I always take care of the fact that I'm not bending my head and then reading a book. I always sit straight. I keep my book in front of my eyes, and I have this elevation where you can keep a book. It is available everywhere, and you can elevate your laptop also, for the matter of fact. So this is very important. Then I hydrate myself and I eat a balanced diet. Having a perfect mix of protein, carbohydrates, roughage is very important, and fat as well. So I make sure of the fact that I'm eating enough of vegetables and fruits. This is the lifestyle changes you'll have to inculcate. And hydration is the biggest point. I always make sure that I'm drinking 3 to 4 liters water every day, apart from the juices and apart from the lemonade which I drink. And the second thing is that I always take care of my sleeping cycle. I sleep for 7 to 8 hours every day. If there is workload or there is other responsibilities, I make sure that I'm managing it the other day.
So this was our champ Sarvat's story, whose tale hopefully inspires many to prioritize their health and wellness. And of course, if you too are a She Slays champion or fighter and would like to share your story with us, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and enjoy yourself, for we have many stories coming your way. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off. Till then, take care and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.